This is a competition. This is not America's Next Top Best Friend.
Wanna be on
and welcome to the America's Next Top Best Friend podcast. I am Amanda Mitchell, and I am brought to you here with my fave person, one of the most beautiful people I've ever had the pleasure of being around, Hillary Vanderpump Rules at Gay Pride Sussman. How are you today?
Yay! I'm in a funk. I just feel like, you know, it's that weird middle of summer funk.
Like you're about to get a head cold. That's what I call it.
I just got over one. But yes.
I haven't gotten my summer cold yet. I'm really, really not looking forward to it. Ugh. It's going to be awful. And yeah, I already know. Bad. And I'm really mad about it. So, yeah. How's your weekend, Hillary?
It's good. You know, nothing too exciting. I start my new job on Monday. So it's been, I think that's like a little where the, I'm going to miss my freedom.
Yeah, you're going to be like, I've been unemployed for so long.
Yeah.
And now you have to go and be professional and stuff.
Exactly. But my weekend was good. What did I do?
I saw so many movies.
Did you see Sorry to Bother You?
Yeah.
Ugh,
and you need to see it.
I need to see it.
You need to. I saw it because I found out that it was opening. It opened early. It opened like the day before. It opened Thursday in New York. So I was like, I know what I'm doing today. And I went to go see it. And I haven't stopped thinking about it.
Yep,
it's the blackest movie I've ever seen.
I watched the I watched the trailer 3 times, and then I watched a reaction to the trailer.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you this. A, don't read a single thing before going in.
Okay.
Because after I went back and I read a few things from, like, the Sundance reviews, and I was like, y'all give away so much of the plot.
Oh, okay,
it's irresponsible
journalism. I hate that.
Yeah, so they, like, let me just say, the trailer's great. The movie is better. And that's
perfect.
Rare. And then I also saw Three Identical Strangers.
What is that?
The one about the triplets in the 80s that all, like, they thought they were three individual people, came to find out that they were triplets.
Is it a doc?
It's a documentary.
Oh, mm-hmm.
It's
no.
Fucking insane.
I haven't even heard
another
of that.
Another movie you should not look into.
Okay.
Because it just, like, because I was watching it, I was like, this movie is a roller coaster ride. Like, it's not fair. And I really enjoyed it. I saw some very good thought-provoking film this weekend.
You know what I watched last night with Joe?
Hmm.
We were looking for a movie to watch. We looked at some Sundance contenders, and we settled on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, Man vs. Food. We tried to watch Dog the Bounty Hunter, but couldn't find it.
Are you hanging out with Anna Gonzalez, and it's 2011?
And Fixer Upper.
So it's definitely not 2011.
Amanda leaves the room.
Yeah, seriously. I actually might take my shoes off, and they're Velcro, because I'm 6. So it's going to make a lot of noise.
I'm literally in pajamas. That's fine.
Yeah, but no, I just want to, like,
okay.
And also, like, they're
that's
this
kind of
high.
Some ASMR. That's cool. Oh, those are really cute.
Thank you. They're also really high. I have some ones that are, like, a half an inch shorter, and these ones, I'm like, I'm going to fall over. Anyway, guys. Back on topic. What are we covering today, Hillary?
We are covering America's Next Top Model Cycle 11, episodes 9 and 10, including ghosties, homophobic themes, and Alina's demise.
Alina's, like, overwhelming demise. And guess what? She deserves it. She deserves it.
I don't have any, like, negative... Or, like, I don't have any aggression towards Alina, but I was very happy to see her go. Just because she, like, annoyed me by the end.
Mm-hmm. You want to jump in?
She didn't make me angry. Yeah. So the title of episode 9 is the final... No, is Planes, Trains, and Slow Automobiles.
Okay. For sure.
Why?
So we're on our way to Amsterdam. Yes.
Alina
Amsterdam.
Was in the bottom 2 last week, and she's very scared. And she's like, I can't do anything without the judges talking to me about control.
And, like, Mickey is just like, pretty much everyone except for Marjorie and Annalie wished Jocelyn had stayed over Alina.
Yeah, this is when I realized Mickey was on Sheena and Sam's side.
Mm-hmm. Like, first I was like, I don't know where, I thought she was like, you know, an even bird.
The middle child.
Definitely not. McKee has a lot of talking heads and has a lot of opinions in these next few episodes.
Yeah, some things that she said really annoyed me.
So anyway, the girls are on their way to Amsterdam. They're all bringing their bags, whatever, and we get my favorite part of the season, the bad plane graphic.
Woo!
This one is especially egregious.
Yeah, it's great. They're calling themselves the Sexy Six. And then they arrive in Amsterdam, and this blonde woman greets them, and she says hello in Dutch. And then we find out it's Daphne Dekkers, who's the host of Holland's Next Top Model.
Great. And she's like, I'm going to send you around the city. I don't know what a Dutch accent sounds like. I'm not
going to
try to
do
one.
I'm going to send you around the city. I'm going to cut that
in
out.
In Paris.
What the hell is that? What did I say? Yeah, to learn about their surroundings and, like, have them find their own house, which is very responsible of them.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Find your own way around, bitches. And the pairs are Sam and Alina, Sheena and McKee, and, of course, Marjorie and Annalie, because, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And the winners get to share 50 extra frames in this week's photo shoot. So, big deal!
Mediocre prize.
Yeah, they only get, like, I thought they got 50 extra frames each, and then when I finally had to split it, I was like, y'all are being stingy.
Yeah. So, it's basically like cheap. A scavenger hunt. They're like, your first task is to buy a train ticket. Sounds easy enough, but the girls forget they have to convert their money.
No, Marjorie forgets to convert her money, which is the most egregious.
Yeah, she's it's like unforgivable.
This entire season, you've been talking about how European you are, and of course, the minute we're back in Europe, you're like, I don't know how to be a European. Come on. Even I knew to go the minute I landed in Prague, I just exchanged my money.
Alina's trying to run, but she's wearing flip-flops, so she has to run barefoot.
Anyway, so the model task number two is to find any public phone and get directions. How did they do this and not get, like, a man masturbating on the other line?
No.
Like, they just pick up the phone and then they're like, hi, hello? Where am I going?
Yeah, no, they, like, were given a number to dial and they just didn't tell us, so we'd be extremely confused. And then the third task is they have to find Dam Centrum, which is...
It's central. It's, like, central Amsterdam.
And Alina and Sam are right now in first place, but they're tied with Sheena and McKee because they see them rounding the corner. And Alina's sandals are ripping her toes off.
And then the next task is to find a phone, another phone, and dial 67 to get the address to the house. And then task number five is to find a taxi to take to the house.
And all the girls are like, we should have just gotten bikes because this is taking so long. This is a city made for bikes.
It's made for, like, public transportation, not for cars.
No.
It's all on water. Like, this is ridiculous. And then Sam and Alina get to the house first, shockingly.
And Daphne's there to greet them. And it's like, mm-hmm. You sent them all around the city and wasted their time to ensure that Daphne got there before them.
I had the exact same thought. I was like, so, like, did Daphne just, like, leave the airport and go straight to the house?
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
So, Annalie and Marjorie get second place.
Shockingly. And it's actually shocking.
The house is beautiful.
Love this house.
It's like... There's this giant split wood table. It looks like a little fairy tale cottage, but it's a mansion.
Mm-hmm. It's like somehow like a cottage, but like really modern. And like everything is like gray brick.
Glass and wood.
Glass. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
One of the best houses they've ever stayed in.
Yes. Hands down.
Like one of the best, abroad houses. Maybe even the best houses, period.
And they left little like... Dutch braid wigs with hats attached on each of the girls' beds, as well as clogs.
Of course.
It's so cute.
Because, of course. Definitely. Yeah, cute.
Pictures of Whitney are all over the house. Annalie's commercials playing.
On repeat. Like, and I was like, this is some Black Mirror bullshit.
Yeah,
like, that's insane. Charlie Brooker's freaking out. And yeah, and then McKee and Sheena like are running up to the house because they're like, we won, and they come in as the Chiron Zed, a very distant third place.
What a shady Chiron.
Shady Chiron sounds like both a neighborhood that you and I would live in like Los Angeles,
like Shady Acres.
Yeah, or like our best friend, like Noni Zamboni's best friend, Shady Acres or Shady Chiron. Noni Zamboni and Shady Chiron go to lunch and like talk shit constantly. Anyway, so Tyra Mail?
Yes.
Yes. People used to come and play, but fashion makes it hot today.
Ugh. Gross. Okay, also, side note, I didn't know there was a Tyra Mail then. I didn't notice any Tyra Mails, so it wasn't until judging that I was like, where the fuck has Tyra been? But it was like, because I wasn't paying attention. Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it was like handheld old school Tyra Mail. It wasn't like on a screen.
Good.
Like it has been. So that might also be it. Because Sheena points it out. To, it was an old school Tyra Mail.
To break in the house. Annalie, Marjorie, and
Alina
decide to take a bath together.
Okay, this isn't weird.
It's not weird. It's like a little weird that they're all naked. But
it's not weird that they're all naked.
But it would be weird for me. But like, yeah. It's also like you've bonded at this point, like, and you have to bond extremely quickly because it's just the pressure and because you're together all the time. Like, it's not crazy. It's just like, yeah. It's a little weird that they're naked. If they were in swimsuits, I wouldn't give it a second thought.
Yeah. But also, they're models, so they're probably have seen each other naked plenty of times.
And also, they're all, like, hot as hell. Like, I would be naked, too. But then also, look at who it is. It's Annalie, Mother Earth Child. It's Marjorie and Alina, the Europeans. Like,
yes.
It
makes sense. Who's also pansexual and very open about her sexuality. It's like, Alina don't give a fuck.
No.
Like, no. It's only weird if it's... the people involved are weird with it.
Yeah.
It's weird to outsiders because they're not involved.
Yeah. And they're mad. Sheena's like, I just took an 11-hour flight to Amsterdam. These girls are giggling in the bathroom. I'm trying to sleep. McKee calls it a vagina shaving party. There's a weird homophobic
vibe. Yeah, because Sam calls it a, quote, lesbian bath moment.
Yeah,
that's the true homophobia.
That's it, yeah.
I understand why Sheena, Sam, and McKee are tired, because if they have come off an 11-hour flight and then a challenge and then, like, you know, all the other stuff they have to do,
yeah,
it's probably really late. That I understand. We have gone on about how
respect
I do not like being
tired.
Respect
your roommates.
Respect your roommates. Don't be loud after a certain period of time. That's it. But also, this isn't that weird, and they're overreacting about that part.
So, McKee's really annoyed with Alina, and she's gonna let us know.
Hates her. She's like, because Alina the next day is like, this place reminds me so much of Russia. Like, I feel like at home here. Like, I really wish I could live here. And McKee's response is, why don't you go up for Holland's Next Top Model then, Alina?
Yeah.
Alina, like, McKee's letting her bitch flower bloom.
Yeah, because she's probably heard so much from Sam and Sheena. She's like, oh, this is okay to do? Good, I have a lot to say.
And because at this point, like, you and I would be looking at Sam like, shut up. But, you know, that's because we have very little tolerance for bullshit like that.
So the girls
they go to the red light district. And they see naked women in windows everywhere, and they're women of all shapes and colors and sizes, and I was loving it. And we find out that at this point, Alina gives the opinion that we most agree with, which is that she's pro-sex work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
This podcast is pro-sex work.
Yes.
Just letting y'all know.
It's your body. You do whatever the hell you want to do with it.
We live in a capitalist society, and if you need to commodify something, there's nothing wrong with that.
Your body, your choice.
If people have a problem with it, let's all become socialists.
There is a very, very hard line between sex work and sex slavery. If it's your choice, fucking do it.
Fucking do it. But, like, if you're taking, like, kidnapping people and making them do that, that's a problem.
Rotten hell.
You can die.
It's Sam... is, well, you know, I'm going to let you do it. I'm going to get to
No. Life. She's just like, oh, God. No, well, no, there's more than that. That comes up a little bit later. Okay. I'll get to that in my notes. So the girls walk up and Jay Alexander's standing there in a shirt that says, "Life is blood, sweat, and tears." And it is a hideous t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a project called Red Light Fashion Amsterdam. And then we get a case of Miss J ADR, which never happens.
No.
So this was that. A group of designers whose goal it was to take some of these brothels and turn them into designer showrooms. That is verbatim what it sounded like. Like, he was all the way, it's like he was yelling in the wind of Amsterdam. And then they brought him up. And they meet with Carlo Wijans, something like that, something very Dutch.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the co-founder of Red Light Fashion Amsterdam. And then they are broken into pairs and they have to adapt to each designer's looks because they're going to be modeling them in the windows in the red light district.
This was like very similar to that challenge from cycle three, where they're in the window.
Mm-hmm. Of La Perla.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, that was, I love, and you know I love that challenge.
Yeah.
And so the groups are Anna Lee and Alina, McKee and Sam, and Sheena and Marjorie. And I feel like they really made sure that they got a lot of positivity around McKee and Sam because at this point, like, the editors knew who the final two were going to be. Mm-hmm.
Genius. I didn't even pick up on that. But I was very confused that they won.
Yeah. So McKee and Sam meet with Edwin Oldschum. I love these names.
Good job.
And the theme is A Doll's House and not the play. No Ibsen here.
And Sam talks about how she finds it really degrading that.
No, she's like, what she says is like, they use these windows to sell women's bodies. And I'm standing there in these gorgeous clothing. Like, this is really empowering. And I'm like, who are you to dictate what woman gets empowered by what?
But she also calls it degrading.
Yeah. She says it was degrading that they sell women in windows.
Annalie's like, this is so controversial. And they meet with their designer, Jan.
Jan, Tommy now.
Whose vision is these romantic gowns to jackets.
And I was like, Hillary and I are living because this is our ideal functionality of clothing.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh, I can sit down in it. And I look gorgeous.
And there's great. Pockets.
Love it. And there's pockets. And then Sheena and Marjorie's designer is Baz Koster. And they're instructed to be very freaky and crazy and over the top. And, like, Marjorie looks like Sid Vicious.
Yeah.
Like, Sid Vicious in a newspaper dress.
And Sheena could have been, like, a little punk rock Asian, like, who am I thinking of?
Awkwafina.
Yes.
But
like somebody more, I was thinking more like Scott Pilgrim, like Knives Cho.
I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Yeah, love that.
But no, she's too sexy. Marjorie does great. They're like all dying over Marjorie because they're giving
like Jay is living for
just
Marjorie.
Watching from the street, watching them in the window.
Anna Lee gets caught in the decorations that are hanging behind them because there's like a bunch of like silver things hanging from the ceiling and she keeps getting caught in them in her dress. But Alina shows up the clothing the best. Mm-hmm. McKee and Sam work very well together and Jay is like, I love Sam. And I'm like, Jay!
Well, the first thing Jay says is, I love the wallpaper.
Yeah. And the designer goes, I love your models. I loved it. I also thought they were going to rotate between designers.
Me too.
I was kind of hoping for that. Like, at least that would make, I feel like that would make judging a little bit more fair, but I guess they only have a certain amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. And then, yeah. And so then they meet with Mariette Hoytlink. Sure. From Red Light Fashion Amsterdam to introduce the prize, which is that the winners get to come back to Amsterdam and they get to walk in Amsterdam Fashion Week, courtesy of the city of Amsterdam.
Woo!
Good job getting that cross promo, City of Amsterdam.
So yes, the feedback is Marjorie, absolutely fantastic. Sheena, too sexy. Sam, yeah. Sam, that's so mean. Sam, better than McKee, but worked good together. Alina, good control of your dress. Annalie, you got tangled.
She got distracted. It's terrible. And McKee and Sam wind up winning, which is whatever. Hillary just, like, rolls her eyes in the most, like, Tina Fey-esque way. Like, a pure, like, a, ugh, God, I'm exhausted. But, you know, it's fine. Their win kind of, I mean, it's good for them, but it's, like, Sam wins two challenges this episode. That's it.
Yeah.
Tyra Mail?
Yes.
Again. I know you have just arrived, but your voyage to becoming America's Next Top Model continues tomorrow.
Again, didn't even register that it's there was a Tyra reach. Mail.
It's a reach of a Tyra Mail.
I like, didn't.
Voyage, I get, but it's like, they're on a boat. Anyway.
So we go back to the house, and Alina has a problem with people thinking prostitution is a problem. It's Sam versus Alina again, part two, Revenge of the Sam.
Mm-hmm. Because Sam kept giving, like, I kept looking out the windows and seeing these women in lingerie looking at me, and I just felt so bad for them. And Alina's like, it's not that big of a deal, because it's not.
Especially in Amsterdam.
Especially in Amsterdam, where it's legal. Like, it's written in the law. So you can't feel bad for them because they're doing what's legally allowed by law, you know? But, and then, like, Alina just, like, doesn't think is a big deal. And Sam's response to that is, I mean, can you just explain to me how prostitution is respectable? And Alina goes, it doesn't have to be respected. And I'm like, yeah, it doesn't. Like, people have plenty of careers that are not respected by the commonalities of society. And, like, janitors. Or, I mean, there's plenty of influencers. Like, there's plenty of careers that are not respected by society, and it doesn't matter. Like, does it bring you money and put money on your and put food on your table?
So anyway, the girls get taken to a windmill, and they get off the bus, and Mr. J greets them, and they're learning about the shipping industry.
What was this?
I like, these two episodes were so horrible. I'm, like, just bored talking about it. I'm so sorry.
The worst part is that, like, when we started these recaps, I literally forgot about this entire episode. Like, I thought we were jumping immediately into Ghosties.
Same. Like, that's we how should bad have.
This episode was. But basically, the theme is that they're posing on a shipping boat wearing mid-century dress.
Pirates.
That's it.
It's Pirates they're of pirates. The Caribbean, but in Amsterdam.
And this is when we learn that Sam's hair is growing out and growing out very terribly.
Yeah, it has been for a while, and I've noticed. Mm-hmm. And I love that they do nothing about it, but they cut Marjorie's hair in the next episode.
I know. And all the girls are wobbly because, you know, boat. But no one's getting seasick yet. And they meet Andy Sue, who is their photographer.
Mm-hmm.
And he's cute. He's cute. Nah, he's no Mike Rosenthal, but he's cute.
McKee's first.
I fainted.
She fainted. Just, like, gets it. Mm-hmm. These next two. She's like, oh, I get what modeling is. I can do this.
Yeah. And she's just, like, holding on to those ropes for everything and giving everything. Like, editorial, like, high fashion moments. Mm-hmm. It's great.
Yeah.
Love it. Her hair also looks amazing. I think they touched up her color.
Good.
I think before they left, like, everyone got their color touched up. Because Annalie's hair in these next two episodes also looks...
Yeah, agreed.
Sam has been reading magazines and really studying, and she wants to be a high fashion girl. And then Jay says my favorite diss, which is, Sam is the girl you love, but not the girl you love to shoot.
She's the girl I'd like to shoot.
I would love to shoot her.
Sheena. Jay tries to talk to her before her shoot, and she has this really low energy. And then it cuts to her on set, and she's, like, doing the can-can.
Yeah, she's, like, kicking her leg up, like, 180 degrees. And it's, like, it works for one shot, and then she tries to do it again, and Jay's like, uh-uh.
No.
Mm-mm. No. And then she proceeds to straddle a bench.
And he's like, lewd, lewd.
How does she, like, Jace, I really don't understand how she manages to make everything trashy. And it's not a bad thing.
She just misses the mark, yeah.
But she's like, I never learned how to do this kind of modeling. And I'm like, pick up a magazine.
Yeah, honestly.
Pick up a magazine. Pick up Vogue. Go get Vanity Fair. Like, there's plenty of ways to learn.
Yes.
And again, like we've said, this is not the competition to do so.
No.
Alina is super, super focused and really, really into doing into everything she's doing. But of course, that equates to Alina isn't fucking listening. Mm-hmm. Like, Jay's like saying, like, Alina, are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? No. Alina's not listening.
No, she's like blatantly ignoring him. Mm-hmm. And then McKee calls Alina ugly from the inside out.
What did Alina do to McKee?
Something happened.
Something must have happened. Because like she literally says, like, some people are like, you can see their beauty come out through their eyes, but Alina is an ugly person on the inside. And that's because Alina comes in like and says something about her shoot and McKee's just like, ah.
No, like, I don't believe that she's just like, oh, she's so annoying. It's like, who hurt you? Something happened.
Seriously, that we missed on camera and that they must have done. And it's like, why would they not have shown it? Because it's not like they gave Alina the best edit over these next few episodes anyway. So, anyway, so Annalie finally learns that her skating naturally comes out when she doesn't try to use her skating. Duh. Duh. Mm-hmm. And Jay is thrilled with Annalie. He's just loving her. And Annalie, again, like I said, these next three episodes, like, is a great, like, move upwards for her. I think she does incredibly in these next three. Like, in the last episode, this episode, and the next one. She's the only one I was there for. And Marjorie just takes constructive criticism well, which I find to be bullshit. I really do. Because it's like,
no, yeah,
girl's so
anxious.
He's
like, wow, she didn't internalize it this time. And it's like, she's going to. Just watch the next episode.
And then that's it. That's the shoot.
Judging.
Right? Yes. Question. Do you think Tyra took all of the, the photos that are shown before judging on one day? For this season, I really think she did.
It looks like it because they're not. Because
she definitely has that hair and makeup on.
Except for the one for next episode, because she gives us a whole story.
Yeah, but that was because it was already taken for a different company.
Yeah.
But like they're all definitely she has the same hair and makeup, the same like smoky eye with a cat eye and curly wig in like three photos this season. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. But speaking of Tyra, she also has a new wig in judging.
Yes.
Yes, it is short. It is cute. I'm living for it, but it's too curly, and I'm glad that whoever straightened in the next episode did.
Yes, agreed.
Mm-hmm. Alina is called first. Her pose is high fashion, but claw hands.
Yeah, her hands distracted me. They look really weird.
Yeah, they were really bad. Mm-hmm. And Tyra thinks that she's stiff, which is true.
Classic. Sheena's classic. Wearing bloomers.
What a good description. They really are. They're like Alexander Hamilton-esque bloomers.
Yeah, they are. And they match her tank top.
She really was wearing an outfit that was basically was the inspiration for Hamilton.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Miss Jade goes, you know, it's so busted that it works. And I was
it
like,
don't work.
And Tyra, that's what Tyra says. She's like, no, it doesn't.
It will never work. This is a bad look for Sheena. And Sheena has a gorgeous face and gorgeous clothing, but that's it. Mm-hmm. That's it. And honestly, I wholeheartedly agree. And watching Sheena crash and burn this episode really hurt me.
Yeah.
I would rather have had more Sheena than and less Alina.
And Sam.
Totes. And Sam.
Annalie.
Sexy pirate.
Yeah, she kills it.
She kills it.
Beautiful.
Gorgeous. Best photo yet.
Mm-hmm. We love.
Yes. McKee shows up wearing...
She is a Renfest cutie.
You
know she goes to Renaissance fairs around the country.
No, she does work. She, like, LARPs.
She works at the booth. She hands out turkey legs.
She, like, Mickey... No, this is a LARPing outfit. Like, this is like a girl runs around in the woods for a few hours on the weekends, like, outfit. This is not just Renfest.
Tyra goes, was this from, like, a challenge?
Did you win this?
Did you win this? And she goes, no, I brought it.
And yeah, she's from like, it's a casual outfit. And I was like, hey, that's kind of my response. So, Mickey, calm down. You can't be, like, showing up in a gown and be like, this is my casual outfit, because that's me. But, like, she... Yeah, even the judges are like, why haven't we seen this side of you? Like, why haven't we, like... If this is who you are, we want to see it at panel. And I agree, actually. Like,
it made me like her more. Yeah, they're like, we love a freak. So if that is you, like,
yeah,
please, we love that.
And then on top of that, her shot.
Perfection.
Lord.
Every element in the picture is working.
Amazing.
Marjorie, her picture is V fashion, but she has her body turned backwards like 120 degrees, and then her back arm, you can just see her wrist sticking out. It looks
weird. You can see her wrist in her hand, but not like the slope of the rest of her arm, so it looks like it's emerging from her forehead.
Yeah,
it's a very distinct choice. How about that?
It's very strange.
But Jay Alexander is in love with Marjorie. Like, in love with Marjorie. And I think that if Marjorie hadn't delivered in this episode, she would have gone home in the next.
Yeah.
I do. I think Jay and Paulina pretty much led Marjorie through in the next episode. And because Daphne's like, I see your photo here. God damn it. I can't do it. I'm not trying to
do a
Dutch accent. I see your photo here and I see you in front of me. And I'm just like, I feel like you don't want to be here because of how shy you are in front of me. And Tyra's like, this is brand new information.
Wait,
I've never heard this before.
Didn't another guest judge do this?
Yes.
Do you want to be here? Who was it?
Like, hold on. Should I Google, do you want to be here?
No, it was like another shy girl. So let's just go through.
Oh, yes. Oh my God. Who was it? It was recently.
Yeah, it was like...
like in the last few seasons. It was Jasleen. Jasleen to Lauren in cycle 10.
Oh, you're right.
During the runway challenge.
You're right.
I remember because I was like, I feel like he was a model to another, a girl who was competing.
It was Jasleen who said it. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I was like... Do you really want to be here? And we were both like, ooh! Aye! Yeah, so it's a common occurrence. And I also lost my place in my notes.
So Sam's next, and she looks like she's attending a college fair. She's wearing a tan pencil skirt and a pink, like, cable knit sweater.
She looks like she should have been buying pot from Mary Louise Parker on Weeds.
Yeah, she looks like a soccer mom.
Like a soccer mom, and they like Tyra's trying to fix it, but it is like some khaki-esque mini skirt nonsense.
Yeah,
and a pink t-shirt, but not like magenta.
Tyra's like, this is the it's first like time I've not been able to help a girl make over.
It is so hideous, one of the worst things I've ever seen. Jay like literally takes his pants off and throws them at Sam. He's like, I just need you to fix it. I just need something. Something has to change.
And then we get to see her amazing legs, and they're beautiful.
Mm-hmm. She does have great legs, actually. As someone who has great legs, I would know.
Deliberation.
Deliberation. Alina is a mixed bag, according to the judges, because Paulina says, I like Alina, but I hate her photo. And Nigel says, I don't like Alina, but I love this photo of her.
Nigel goes, I'm not attracted to her at all.
Nigel does not want to fuck Alina, which is shocking because Alina does usually seem like his type.
Yeah.
You know, Sheena, he usually likes him a little off.
Lifeless shot.
Yeah. She needs to find the balance between sultry and high fashion. She just cannot.
She can't. Mickey has one of the best shots. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Her legs are so long in that shot, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Annalie is improving so much every week.
Marjorie, Bambi in real life.
And they love Sam's shot, but they're like, well, she can't dress.
And she's like, so commercial.
She's so commercial. It's true. And then call out order.
Yes.
McKee, Annalie, Marjorie, and Sam, which leaves Alina and Sheena in the bottom.
Alina, taking a pretty picture, but we don't see a model in front of us. And you always are in control, and now it's becoming stiffness. Yeah. And Sheena, because you do have a personality, but you need the control. And your photos are only okay.
And then Alina gets called and she's like, like always, she makes the same face when she gets called. And it's like, girl, we get it.
Stop gasping.
Are you losing your breath? And McKee is pissed. But Sheena leaves with the grace that we fully expect out of Sheena.
Hell yeah.
So, like, honestly, I would have been disappointed if she had left, like, an angry, angry monster.
No. Yeah, and she's just like, we'll thanks, Tyra. Thanks, judges.
Mm-hmm. I'll see you. There will never be another Sheena. It's true. It's true. See you in All-Star, Sheena.
Oh, she is? See you in All-Stars. Oh, great. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is Jocelyn in All-Stars?
No. I know. We get two girls in cycle 11 and their ice is in, Sheena.
Oh, okay. I'll take them.
Yeah. I feel like, we'll talk about All-Stars, but All-Stars, I feel like they kind of cast a bunch of people and then they were like, so, you can't come. And then, like, the people who were left are the people who we got. But we'll do Where Are They Out now in a bit because I got to pull it up.
Okay. The title episode 10. Of episode 10 is The Final Five. Wow, very creative. So Annalie is improving. Mm-hmm. Alina still is getting called stiff. And Marjorie's like, it's because you don't do anything different or even
you don't change. Yeah. Like, my favorite, though, is that Annalie, we get a talking head of Annalie at the beginning of the episode being like, so the girls don't think I'm competition. And the background shows you that this talking head was filmed when they were still in America.
Oh, yeah. We've seen this talking head before.
We definitely have. But it's like, y'all didn't even try it. Mm-mm. Like, you didn't, like, because it's like, we know what the talking head room looks like in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
So, oh, okay. But anyway, Alina is convinced that she's doing everything right on top of it all.
Yeah.
She's like, the judges think I'm stiff and I don't understand how to change it. But it's like, because you think everything you're doing is right and they're wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're not helping yourself at all.
All the girls are getting tired of her.
So, understandably. Sam is annoyed. Is being annoying. And she's like, I'm huge competition. And Marjorie's like, how do you guys all have this confidence? Like, I hate everything about me.
She really does. It's as close to that as possible. She's like, I hate all of this. This is all terrible.
Tyra Mail?
Yeah. Tyra Mail. You have to be more than good looking to get the first booking.
Ghosties! Thank God, save me from this hell.
Because there is definitely a point in the season where we're just kind of begging for ghosties to happen, right?
Yeah.
Like, where we're just like, please get me to ghosties. Yeah. Please.
Frederick Touche Models.
Touche
Models. Oh, a man named Frederick meets them at Touche Models.
Yes.
And he tells the girls they're going to meet with five designers, and they will be evaluated on their portfolios, their walk, their general appearance, and personality, as usual.
Yep. And Amsterdam is a water city, so they're going to be traveling by boat.
Woo!
I would hate this.
They have to be back by 5.
So they have 4 hours to see 5 designers, which actually, this is actually wouldn't be that hard. Amsterdam's not that big.
The guys in the boats with the girls are all hot as hell.
This blows any of the other guys out of the water.
Yeah.
Sorry, Shandy. Sorry, Italian men.
Oh, and this is when I realized, I don't know why I made this comparison, but I was like, oh my God, Marjorie and Alina are like, or Elise from cycle 1 is like a combination of Marjorie and Alina.
Yeah, I can go with that. I can see where you're coming from with that.
I don't know where my head, I don't know.
We all make choices. Yeah. It's fine.
So Marjorie's really nervous because she has a bad sense of direction. I'm sure she thinks a lot of things about herself are bad.
Oh, that's what you're nervous about, Marjorie? That's it? Your bad sense of direction. Not your general well-being.
Sam makes it to one of the designers first. She goes to Marlies Dekkers. And she's like, I knew to kiss her 3 times because it's the Dutch way.
Thanks for noting. I'm going to Amsterdam in September, so thanks, Sam.
Yay! With who?
Julia.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Going for 2 weeks.
I need to talk to you after the episode.
And so Sam, according to Marlies, is too commercial to be a bikini model. And so Marlies is like, I would not book Sam for any campaign.
Yep. Okay. And I was like, great, love that.
Love that.
Then McKee meets with Monique Collignon, who's...
That's all I have is that Monique Collins thinks McKee is gorgeous.
Oh yeah, and she's like great height for a show. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How tall is McKee? She's really
hang on, I'm on the
Like has to be 6 foot. She has to be.
She's so tall. Oh, it doesn't even say. But let me go to hers.
I feel like if I just Google McKee Sullivan height.
Oh, she's 6 foot.
She's really like she's taller than all
she's
the other girls.
She's still signed with Elite. Oh, she's from Lake Forest.
To this day? Huh. I think I knew that. But she real tall.
She's only 28. I mean, 29.
Yeah, I knew that. I don't think she's working anymore, though.
So...
I think she's fully retired. But yeah, so basically we see the girls getting off their boats. And man, unsurprisingly, Marjorie, Annalie, and Sam all get lost.
Uh-huh.
What a shocker.
Oh, yeah. But Annalie makes it to Hans Obnick.
And he was my favorite of the designers.
Yes.
No, that's a lie. He's my second
he
favorite.
He loves how she presents herself from the start. Who's like, the mean, bitchy designer who touches Alina's sweaty back?
Mart Visser, who looks like a... He looks like an evil turtle.
He says my favorite read of the episode. Are you ready?
He was so mad. I loved it. Go on. Yes, I'm ready.
He says, Alina was playing a model, but she isn't a model.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Because I was like, Martin Visser, much like, what's his name? Who am I thinking of? Kim D from New Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Oh, Mark
Bauer.
Yeah.
Mark Bauer, who also showed up on The Real Housewives of New York. And I was like,
yeah,
Dorinda. But Mark Visser is like actually what I imagined most designers are like. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, Alina, you can't show up to a go-see with like sweaty.
No.
Because these are their clothing. Like, no. And he's mad because it's like, she's sweaty and she's going to ruin all my beautiful fabrics. And it's like, uh-huh. He has the right to be annoyed.
You dingus.
Dingus. Marjorie is frazzled. And she's like, I'm not going to make it to the first location. So no, I'm going to go to a second
one. She still hasn't gone to one. And I love that.
I love that. I mean, it's not like it's Kissy from Cycle 1 who just decided to give up and go shopping.
Iconic. So Marjorie makes it to Marlies, and she's like, I was so happy to be there. I forgot to try that I was trying to get booked.
I know. And I was like, at least she's honest about it. And she runs into Alina on her way out because she like walks like a wreck at Marlies Decker. Like, she's not there. She's not present at all.
No.
And on her way out, like, Marjorie tells Alina, like Alina's like, how are you? And Marjorie's like, this is the worst experience of my entire life.
Yeah.
And Alina's like, okay, well, good luck.
Yeah. But then Alina goes in there and Marley's like, oh, you have tattoos. No, I won't book you. Bye.
Mm-mm. Because it's that underbelly tattoo.
It's exactly. It's
that.
Hideous.
Mm-hmm.
It also gives an illusion of a belly because it like curves down.
No. Mart, of course, Mart Visser loves McKee and her attitude and her face and how tall she is. And it's like, this is unsurprising.
Yeah. And then we see McKee in like her boat soaking up the sun. And like she's just sitting there smiling, thinking about how all the designers love her. She's like, wow, I'm having such a great day. And then I lost
everything
track of time.
Is coming up McKee at that moment. Yeah. And I loved it because it was like, honestly, I would be the same way. Because like at some point she's riding and she's like, oh, the sun's out. Enjoy things, McKee. There's nothing wrong with enjoying things. Alina and Annalie wind up going to the same go-see at the same time, and Annalie's forced to sit and wait and watch Alina But I think Annalie winds up getting booked over Alina because Annalie looked better in the clothing than Alina did. And Monique Collins says she would book Annalie because she's willing to learn.
Yes. And then Marjorie is with Hans, who
he goes, no. She walks, and then he goes, okay, thank you very much.
And she, like, giggles outside, and she's like, oh, he hated me. He wanted me to leave right away.
She's like, I did not impress him whatsoever.
So Marjorie's like, you know what? I'm just going to go back, because this isn't going well. So she sits, and she's waiting, and we see she's been there about 15 minutes, and Annalie's back second, and you can tell Marjorie just must have been sitting there, like, yes, hello. Yes, I gave up.
Yes.
Because Annalie bursts out laughing as soon as she sees her.
Like, like, she's like, oh my god. Yeah. So, Marjorie's there. I think Annalie arrived at 4:40. Alina arrived at 4:47. Mm-hmm. Sam arrived at, I think, 10:02 or around then.
Yeah.
And then McKee is still on her way, and they're watching the clock. 4:58, she's not there. And they said McKee was 5 minutes late, but she was, I mean, according to them, it looked like she was in the door at 5:01 p.m.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she is so mad. And
poor McKee.
I would be too.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It sucks.
Mm-hmm. Like, this is, this really sucks. And this is one of those situations where it's like, you, like, like, nothing works in your favor. Sorry.
Yeah.
And, but Frederick is especially pissed. Like, what happened to 5 o'clock? What happened?
What happened?
Well, now, you were not here on time, so all the designers wanted to work with you, but you would have won this challenge. So,
but now you're disqualified.
Yeah. And at least they, like, didn't kick her out of the room, and they let her, at least gave her critique.
Yeah.
Because when they were in Australia, didn't they, like, couldn't Natasha and Brittany not sit through their own critique and, like, find out what the designer said?
Yeah. They were both,
I mean,
out.
That's when we got,
but Brittany
was
also, like, screaming.
I mean, there are people with war in their countries, Hillary.
So, let's see. We get some feedback for the girls. Sam, too commercial, not couture. And then he goes, pity. And then Alina, good at runway, but too many tattoos. Mm-hmm. Marjorie, very nervous and hunched. You need to stand up straight.
Yeah.
Annalie, they love your hair, your fresh look, but sometimes you try too hard to please.
There are worse things to do.
Yeah.
And the designers are giving them $18,000 worth of clothing, which is wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And the winner turns out to be Annalie! Woo! And again, like I said last week, the combination of winning Ghosties and winning the CoverGirl commercial is what elevated Annalie to top three. Mm-hmm. There was no way she wasn't making
By
top three
default,
after this.
But yes.
Mm-hmm. I really think so.
So back at the house, we see Annalie's hall. And then Alina's like, I don't get why Annalie won. I think it should have been me or McKee. And it's like, McKee hates you, Alina.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fight for her.
And also, Alina, no. We find out later, like, how many ghosties you booked. No, you would actually never were in contention for winning this prize. It was, even if McKee had been on time, it was always going to be between McKee and Annalie for this challenge. Mm-hmm. Sorry! Tyramil, you've never been exposed by this before, but you will be amazed after.
I knew she was going to shoot them. I didn't know if it was going to be with a gun or with a camera, but I knew Tyra was going to shoot them.
Yeah, and you hear Sam be like, I don't want to be naked!
Of course you don't.
Because of course you don't.
You're the resident Christian.
Is she?
No. But she might as well. Everything else fits.
And Marjorie is an anxiety ball because of Ghosties. So going into the shoot, she's already an anxiety ball. And I feel like if I was in the house, like, I take on people's emotions very, very easily. And people who are really anxious drive me, like, it makes my anxiety 10 times worse. So being around Marjorie, I would be like, oh, I need a break. I need to get y'all to get this girl away from me because she's talking too damn much about her feelings. Mm-hmm. And so then the girls go to the set, and Jay's there with Christian Mark, And they're like, and Jay's like, do you think Christian can wear this much makeup? And then turns him around and he looks like Fanny, Tammy Faye Baker. Mm-hmm. And it's very egregious. I don't know why they did this.
It's very, yeah.
And then they find out that Tyra's going to shoot them today. And they're going to be shot in two ways. One with a clean, fresh face, and one with an extreme glamorous look. I'm going to say something, and I don't care if you get mad at me about it.
What?
Ooh, did you just burp? Cute. I think this was the best photo shoot Tyra ever did.
I liked the idea for this shoot.
I think in general, even the photographs, like, these are the best photos Tyra took ever, other than maybe top three of cycle one. Mm-hmm. With Shannon, right, like, reaching up.
Oh, I know.
Like, those, great. But, like, these, I mean, Sam's photo.
Sam's photo is really good.
Yes. So she goes first. Mm-hmm. Yep. And she looks like a Calvin Klein girl. They're just like, you're just hanging out. You're looking cool, being casual, whatever. Like, basically, they're taking portfolio shots, like Polaroids.
Polaroids at an agency. And all the photos are going to be in black and white.
Yeah.
Sam, and, like, struggles, and then Tyra gives her the direction to just be a boy, and then she gets it, and it clicks.
And then Tyra goes, Sam needs all the theatrics and the drama and the makeup and the costumes, and, like, it's like, yeah, and I say this every season, there's one girl who only benefits with the whole face of makeup and the whole damn thing and the gig in order to thrive. Mm-hmm. There's, like, Sam's not the girl who does best in this situation because that's not what she thinks modeling is.
Tyra says, I'm not excited or inspired to shoot Marjorie.
And then, yeah. And then they're like, okay, this is just your test shot. And then, like, Marjorie poses for her test shot. And they're like, we love that she posed for the test shot, which was great. And then Tyra's touching her hair and it's like... Christian, why does this feel like rat, like animal fur? So she gets a haircut. She gets, like, a twiggy haircut. It's really cute, yes, really chic. Looks like a boy. And they put her in, like, a sexy Beetlejuice outfit with stripes.
She does great in her glam
one. She does great. Everyone does.
Yeah.
Except for Alina.
Yeah.
Everyone does.
Annalie needs makeup also to thrive. Mm-hmm.
And this was, I was shocked by too. I think all the judges were shocked that, like, Annalie, like, who seemed so fresh-faced in movement.
Yeah.
Note, in movement.
Yeah.
Like, is not, doesn't come off fresh-faced in photography. And it's like, yeah, because she's an actress. Because she's an actress. And Annalie gives, but, like, in her glam photo shoot, she's just, she is Gumby. She is bending into all kinds of shapes and sizes and aesthetics.
Yeah.
She is fitting into walls, into, like, bookcases. It's incredible. And then Alina just gets railed with criticism, like, one right after the other in her photo shoot. Because she first comes up and Tyra's like, ooh, girl, you got too many nails on. And because her nails are really long and they're gorgeous. And, like, you can tell that she probably sits and files them, like, for hours. But, like, Tyra's like, they need to look less perfect. They'd rather them be really short and cropped, like, yours or mine or probably are. Hillary says she bites her nail.
I'm literally biting
chop, right chop, now. Chop. I know. It's a problem you and I both have. It's because we're anxious people. Tyra says that. That Alina's just too posy and too controlled, and everything she does is, like,
during her glamour shoot, she's like, okay, now you have 5 shots left, just go crazy. And Alina's like, do 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 do, here's my first pose, do do do,
kick in, I'm crazy, like, wow, am I crazy? This is what I think of. I only have 2 notes on McKee.
What?
McKee is a fucking model. She's a goddamn model.
It clicked. Like, that's, she got it.
This is it. Like, McKee, this, I hope these were the first 2 shots of McKee's portfolio.
She got this Clockwork Orange styling for her glamour one.
Yeah, just, like, one eye, one really dramatic eye, and the other one, like, really plain and simple, and it's gorgeous. You mean Raja killed that makeup, but, like, there's nothing else to say about her photo shoot except that it's watching a working model was watching McKee. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Judging?
Yeah.
Yeah. My only note is, what is Tyra wearing?
Oh, it's horrible. It's too many block colors, too many primary colors.
Too many, and purple. It was like purple
and blue and red and yellow.
No.
Never.
And because they couldn't find somebody to step in, Jay Manuel is the guest judge this week.
Wouldn't have it any other way.
Of course. We need one episode where he is. And this is also when we find out how many ghosties each girl individually booked, which was great. So then we find out that Sam booked 2 out of 4 ghosties. And this is when Tyra goes on about her inspiration for this photo shoot. I did something for New York Times Magazine, and they were like, Tyra, can't we just shoot you with no makeup, completely clean, and then we do all the glamorous shot? And that's what's inspired this photo shoot. You just jacked someone else's idea, Tyra. Mm-hmm. At least admit it. I'm glad.
Yeah.
Sam gives the best shot she's ever given in the competition.
Yep.
And I think ever will.
And ever will.
I don't think she'll ever do better than this. Mm-mm. This is a Calvin Klein ad campaign. Like, this is an ad campaign. Mm-hmm. I could see this in Times Square, you know? Just effortless, cool, gorgeous. And her high glam shot is gorgeous,
it's
but good, like,
but
it,
it's,
her.
Yeah, it's not
her. Mm-mm. And it's like, because it's like, yeah, you would be the all American, like, Calvin Klein girl. You'd be the Tommy Hilfiger girl. Like, own up to it. You would never be the haute couture high fashion model, Sam.
No.
It's not who you are.
It's not.
And so that's why it's like, but it's like, you don't think, you're the only person who doesn't realize this. Mm-hmm. That's all. And Annalie wound up booking 3 out of the 3 ghosties.
Yay.
She went to. Good for her. Her naked clean shot, it's aight.
It's okay. It's like a little 101.
Yeah, it's 101 and like, also, the photography isn't great, Tyra.
Tyra.
It's not that great.
She also doesn't look great in judging. Like, they keep doing shots, like, close shots of her face, and it's like, did you not put any foundation on?
Mm-mm. Or any, she didn't put concealer on. Definitely not. Mm-mm. But her glam shot, yes.
Yes,
yes. Yes. Yes.
Miss J's legs. Like, I'm jealous of those legs. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, seriously. I'm jealous of those legs. I'm going to purchase them. Like, if you, when you say about going to a leg store to find something to stand on, those are the legs you want to purchase.
So then Marjorie, who mm-hmm. is mortified, she's like, I psyched myself out. And yeah. Tyra's like, well, you booked 0 out of the 2 you went to.
Yeah, Tyra's like, and they knew and you sucked. And we find out that Marjorie's, her clean shot, which is gorgeous, admittedly, was also her test shot. And that is not a good thing in this case. Sometimes it is. This case, it was not, because it was like, it, mm-hmm. And they were like, yeah, it shouldn't be like that. It should be the opposite. And Marjorie's glamorous shot was gorgeous and sharp and cunning. And I was like, where the fuck is this girl? Who is this girl who looks you dead on the camera? Like, come on. What? Fuck me. Yeah. Like, come at me. Anyway. Alina shows up looking like Rhea Butcher.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's mean to Rhea.
It's really mean to Rhea. I'm sorry, Rhea. I love you so much.
Alina is wearing, like, a bad suit that doesn't fit her well with a white button-down that doesn't fit her well underneath it. And they make over her and they take the blouse off. And then she's just wearing the blazer with, like, nothing underneath. And it looks so much better.
Actually, I take it back, because, like, Rhea Butcher is a very, very unique niche market reference that, you know, you come to listen to this podcast to say. I said that she also looks like, oh my god, AJ in Cycle 7 when she was dressed as Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, yeah. you liked that one. They call her, like, bad Angelina Jolie, wannabe Mrs. Smith. And then they're like, well, your tattoos were distracting for the designers, but you booked 2 out of the 4. And then somebody, like I said, it's either I think it's Mr. Mm-hmm. J, he makes a comment about her being 18. And then I screamed, she's 18? And then Tyra screams, you're 18?
Mm-hmm. Like, all of the judges were like, we think you're 30. Like, you act like you're 30. You need to let go. And it's like, I'm glad that they all point. Like, it's like, once they were reminded of her age, it was like, oh no, like, mm-mm. Like, I hate that they were like, you're a lost cause, but it's like, we can't help you anymore. Like, because they just, you know, she needs world, real life experience. Mm-hmm. And she needs, and she, they ask her, they're like, can you lose control? Like, let your hair down, like, scream, like, shake it out, let, like, do your thing. And even when she's, like, taking her hair down, she's like, but it's a mess from, like, yesterday. And they're like, we don't give a fuck. Just literally lose it. And, like, she tries and she screams and, like, lets it all out. And you can see Jay just sitting there, like, nope. Mm-mm-mm. I am disappointed. All of them disappointed. I'm disappointed. McKee gets reprimanded for being late to go sees, because of course. But she booked all of them, all four that she went to, and she would have won if she was on time.
And she used Tyra's posing teach about getting punched in both of her shots.
And Tyra was so proud of her for using her teach, and it's like, ugh, Tyra, stop. Stop it. And they also, like, when they show her drama shot, they're like, where did this girl come from? And I'm like, where did this girl come from? Like, we haven't seen this McKee at all this season. So
I, like, forget about her. It wasn't until these two episodes that I was like, oh, yeah, because she's going to win. So what? How?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they were like, oh, we're going to show you how. This is how.
Deliberation.
Yes.
Annalie's face doesn't photograph well.
Here's what Paulina says. Annalie is a dream, except for her eyes, nose, mouth, and everything else about her. and says that she's not photogenic, and Jay's like, yes, she is. Maybe not. No, Nigel is like, maybe not in the way you see the photogenic is, but Annalie's photogenic. And to say that she's not is a lie. And Samantha has blown Nigel away and delivered an ad campaign.
Marjorie, Nigel wouldn't book her. She's a nervous wreck. I wouldn't either.
And they make a really interesting point. I've actually thought about this for a really long time. Marjorie is frail, not vulnerable. And there's a very nuanced line between the two of them. Because, like, they want vulnerability, but she's, like, a scared chicken, like, being led to slaughter in front of them every single week.
McKee, true fashion.
True fashion. Alina needs to take a deep breath and let go of control. And they think, basically, they're like, we're not inspired by her because she can't give up control. And I'm like, ooh. I mean, all you want is to be an inspiration to photographers. So, Samantha, McKee, Annalie. I agree with all of that, unfortunately. And Marjorie and Alina are in the bottom because they both have potential but stand in their own way. Alina, your confidence is beautiful and you photograph amazingly, but you hold on too tight and that diminishes your beauty. What a read. What a read. And Marjorie, you are exquisite and you have potential, but you have too many nerves and you lost it at Go-See's. Another read. Another read. And bye, Alina. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
I hope you got the bye help you needed.
Yeah. So are we doing Where Are They Now?
Yeah.
So Sheena, shockingly, didn't do that much work after this show, which is so sad, considering what a queen she is. She placed 13th at All Stars, which we're going to get into. She was on Power on Stars for a while, but she didn't do a ton of, like, modeling work. Yeah, but apparently she's still working. And so, we'll see. And then, for Alina worked, I mean, unsurprisingly. Like, definitely worked. She was signed to TCM Models and Talent in Seattle and Vision Models in Los Angeles. She did a bunch of stuff. She modeled for Blue Fly, for Style Mag China, Galore, Clear, Seattle Bride, Michael Kors, Shelly Segal. She did 2,427 tests, with her latest being some beauty shots in 2018. I remember seeing some, like, she was the first ANTM girl who I believe shot with Terry Richardson, which was before everyone knew he was a creep. We all knew, but, like, before, like, we all, like, got, like, real confirmation he was a creep. But she, you know, definitely did some work. Did the work there. So there's good. That. Yeah. Hillary.
Yes.
Do you want to do social media?
I'd love to.
Get us out of here.
You can find all of our social media links at americasnexttopbestfriend.com. You can also find them in the description of this very podcast. For my personal social media, you can follow me at hilarious123 on Instagram and Twitter. Schmanders, what is your social media?
Hi, I'm Amanda. You can find me at Loch Ness Manda on Twitter and Instagram. You can find my blog, Romance vs. Reality, in the links to this podcast. Support us on PayPal. Do other stuff. Donate to charity. We love that. Woo. Are you wrapped up for this week?
We're done, son. And we're gonna round out cycle 11 next week. So, what's next?
Cycle 12?
Are we going right into cycle 12?
Well, we're going to do the Fierce Awards, and then we're going to do cycle 12.
Cool.
Yeah, so Fierce Awards will be a bonus episode, and then we're going to do cycle 12. So exciting! Content! You ready to close it out, Hillary?
Yeah.
We love you guys. Have a good week. Make good choices. Don't get into trouble. Ready?
You shut up!
Bye, guys.
Bye, love you.